Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 11th verse. That's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and the 11th verse. Amen. It reads as follows. This is the King James Version. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The NIV version says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. I want to speak today on the topic, time to grow up. Amen? Amen. Now, Paul was telling the people that he was a mature Christian. He stated that he put away childish things. To understand this scripture, let's break it down. The first reference that Paul made about being a child was that he talked like a child. Now think about it. A child is told to be seen but not heard for a reason. A child can say anything without thinking. A child is very likely to say the wrong thing. A child doesn't know when to talk or when to listen. A child doesn't know how to speak quietly, but speaks loudly. Any parent with children can relate to this. How many times have you told your child to be quiet? How many times have you told them before you go to the store not to ask for anything? Have you ever warned them not to say anything around adults? Do your children talk back at you? Now, how many times did you instruct your instructions to your children fall on deaf ears? You see, a child is not dependable. A child wavers, which brings me to the next point. Paul stated that he understood or thought like a child. A child doesn't understand much and doesn't follow directions. In elementary school, we were told to form a line on the playground when the bell rang. Do you remember that? Well, the kids would ignore the directions given and continue to play even after the bell rang. I know this from personal experience because I was one of those kids. What about curfew? I was told to be home as soon as the street lights turned on. Does anybody remember that? Now, I was not a toddler at the time, but I still did not follow directions sometimes. And I would tell my parents that the street lights were broken. A child doesn't think things through before acting out their ideas. How many times have you told your child to let you know before you do anything? We ask them to do this because we know that the child will follow the voices in their head and can do anything, whether it is safe or not. Kids tend to do the exact opposite of what you ask them not to do. Do you remember your parents telling you, if Johnny jumped off a cliff, are you going to jump off the cliff too? A child gives no thought to the consequences of their actions. A child's thoughts are not like the thoughts of an adult. A child's understanding of situations and circumstances are not the same as an adult. Now, Paul also mentioned that he reasoned as a child. We give our kids some of the most basic instructions because we do not want them to make their own decisions. We tell them not to cut on the oven, not to slam the door, don't run up and down the steps, don't stick your finger in the fan when it is on, just to name a few. There are many more, like don't watch horror movies before you go to bed, don't put objects in their mouth, stop going in the refrigerator every 5 minutes. I mean, let's face it, no new food would appear when you open the door each time. Don't sit so close to the TV set, and my personal favorite, act like you have some sense when we get there. Come on, didn't you get the speech? Every time we would go somewhere, my parents would give me that speech. Act like you have some sense when we get there. The very statement implies that you don't have any sense, okay? I'll just leave it at that. A child tries to draw their own conclusion without any facts to back it up. They reason in their minds that it is okay. A child doesn't see anything wrong with this. However, a child is not smart enough to make their own decisions. I have given you every example of what Paul said about a child. He didn't mention the part where a child must be disciplined to follow directions. It could be a timeout, no allowance, no video game, and my least favorite, the switch. Paul further states that when he became a man, he put away childish things or put the ways of childhood behind him. I mentioned everything just now from a human standpoint, all of which is true. Now let's look at this from a spiritual standpoint. The first reference that Paul made to being a child was that he talked like a child. As Christians, we tend to speak to let everyone know how Jesus has changed our lives. We try to witness based on the Great Commission. Paul was led by God, and God told him what to say. We as babes in Christ need to learn to listen for instructions for God, because God is much smarter than we are. We tend to not act like a child by not listening and be slow to speak. We need to be patient. Paul then stated that he understood or thought like a child. When we are not mature Christians, we really don't understand God. We think like humans instead of godly. Paul also mentioned that he reasoned as a child. We tend to try to do things our way and not the way of God. We've tried it many times. Think about it. How did it turn out for you? Probably not good. We try to figure things out like a child without any wisdom that God freely gives us if we ask. We have made a lot of bad decisions and gotten ourselves in trouble, just like children do. Amen. Paul further stated that he understood or thought like a child. Interesting. The last part of the scripture stated, "But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Paul became an adult because he had a relationship with God. God could trust him, since Paul would not exhibit childlike behavior. Paul would listen to God and only speak when God told him to say something. He understood God because he spent time with God to have a relationship with him. Then and only then did God's thoughts become Paul's thoughts. Paul no longer reasoned with his own mind or tried to figure things out on his own. He trusted God to make the correct decisions for him. Amen. Amen. Now check this out. To become a mature Christian, just like becoming an adult in the natural, you must be disciplined. Now bear in mind, God chastises or corrects those that he loves, just like a parent loves their kid and disciplines them. Paul no longer acted like a child in God, but a mature Christian. That is a goal that every Christian should have, to grow in God to the point where they're no longer like a child, where God can depend on them in any situation, in any circumstances. He knows that they will say the right thing because he'll give them the things to say. He knows he can trust them because they are close to him and have a relationship with him. And he knows that they won't waver. Their decision making will be based on God's will versus their own desires. That's a big difference. That's why Paul no longer acted like a child in God, but a mature Christian. We can do the same thing through God, and only through God. Saints, This is not a pipe dream. Paul would not have said it if it's not possible, because God said it through him. Saints, we can do this. We just have to have the want to. We have to want to do it. We have to want to change to become a mature Christian and not be childlike. It is time for us to grow up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you for your correction. You chastise us because you love us. Hallelujah. Father, we desire not to be childlike. We desire, Lord, to be dependable to you, Lord. Help us, Father, to advance our relationship with you so that we won't be childlike anymore, so that you can trust us and we can make the right decisions and we'll know when to say something and what to say, Lord. Father, help us to grow up in you. Father, that is our desire of our hearts. Father, we thank you for this word. Father, help us along this journey to grow in you. Help us to develop our relationship to that point. Father, I thank you for using me for this word. I pray, Father, that this word will go forth throughout all the nations and that you will be glorified in the message. Father, I pray that you draw people to the word so they can hear it and you can be glorified in that as well. Father, I thank you, giving you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.